could go on the record. This is James Novogratki, president of the board of directors of the Industrial Development Authority of University City, Missouri. At this time, I'd like to call the a meeting of the board of directors to order. It is 10:02 on May 16, 2023. And so we are now officially in session, and we'll start with a roll call. I'm present, James Novogratki, Susan Armstrong.
Present.
Chris Blumenhorst.
Present.
Dorothy Davis.
Present.
Jeff Dobslaw. Okay, Jeff's not with us. Cynthia Martin.
Yes.
Siri Moran.
Present.
Okay, it looks like we do have a quorum. Have all board members received a copy of today's meeting agenda?
Yes.
Yes.
Then at this time, I'd like to, if somebody would make a motion to approve our agenda for this morning.
I make a motion to approve our agenda.
I'll second.
All right, all in favor of the agenda, please signify by saying aye.
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 Anybody opposed? Having no opposition, the agenda is approved for this this morning. Our next item on the agenda would be the approval of IDA minutes. And the first minutes that we have are from the meeting on March 14th, 2023. Have all board members received and had the opportunity to review those meeting minutes?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, great. And then we also have minutes from the meeting on March 30th, 2023. Have all board members had the opportunity to receive and review those minutes?
Yes.
Right, thank you. Would someone be available to make a motion to approve the minutes of the March 14th and March 30th meetings?
I make a motion to approve the March 13th and March 30th minutes.
Second.
All in favor of approving the minutes, please say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed, please say no. Having heard no opposition, the minutes are hereby approved for March 14th and March 30th, 2023 of the Board of Directors of the IDA. Our next item on the agenda is to consider resolution number 2023-7. And this is a resolution that authorizes the Industrial Development Authority of University City, Missouri to issue taxable special district revenue notes on behalf of the markets at Olive Community Improvement District and authorizing certain other actions in connection therewith. And that would include the authorization of various documents, the parcel development agreement, trust indenture, financing agreement. Did all board members receive the revised financing agreement sent out by Mark Grimm this morning?
Yes.
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 I believe then, and I'll have all board members received the resolution number 2023-7.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, wait, point. I've got a point. Mark Grimm sent out the revised doc. Okay, got it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It just came through this morning.
Yes.
Can you discuss the revisions, please, Mark?
I'm sorry.
This is Susan. Can you discuss the revisions, if you don't mind?
Oh, yes. So I'll just provide a very high level overview, if you'd like. So what the IDA is being asked to authorize 2.6 million of notes that are payable solely from the Community Improvement District sales tax generated from the Deerberg's grocery store. The proposed Deerberg's grocery store that would be located within the shopping center. Originally, it was anticipated that all of those notes would be purchased by Deerberg's. There has been a last minute change in the business deal between Deerberg's and the developer, where the developer of the shopping center will purchase $300,000 of those notes on a subordinate basis. So Deerberg's would buy $2.3 million of notes that would have priority of payment. And then after those are paid, the developer would receive payments on the subordinate $300,000 of notes. And so the changes that I sent this morning, which were made yesterday at the request of Dierbergs following conversations with the developer, reflect this $2.3 million senior and the $300,000 subordinate structure.
Thank you, Mark.
You're welcome.
And is an, again, another high level review. What is the purpose of the notes?
Well, so basically to pay a portion of the project costs associated with the Dierbergs development. So Dierbergs will own, I believe, John Mulligan or Gregory can correct me, approximately 7 acres is the south parcel development property that's being sold to Dierbergs and will consist of the grocery store and some adjacent retail development, as well as a couple of outlots. And so so there are some eligible costs that are eligible to be paid from the community improvement district on that parcel. And so it's to pay for a portion of those a portion of those project costs.
Okay.
Question for Keith. Did we receive any public comments?
We have not.
All right. Are there any comments before we consider the resolution by any of our legal or financial advisors? All right. Then at this time, I would entertain a motion that the IDA adopt resolution number 2023-7.
I motion that the IDA accept 2023-7.
Okay, any, Susan, your
second, Armstrong right. seconds the motion.
Okay, then let's take a vote. All those in favor of the IDA adopting and authorizing resolution number 2023-7, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Is there anyone opposed? Hearing no opposition, then it is the vote of the Board of Directors of the IDA to adopt and on this 16th day of May 2023, resolution 2023-7. All right. Are there any further comments by any members of the board or our advisors?
The only thing I'll say is that as with the prior bond issue, there will be some closing documents to sign. And so we'll coordinate with you. I was told by Dierbergs Council this morning that they would like to get this closed before Memorial Day. They are currently, Dierbergs has not purchased the land. The passage of this resolution was one of the conditions to their to closing on the land. And so they're working toward a closing around Memorial Day or the Friday before. So Mr. Novogratz will be in touch with you as far as execution of documents in the next couple of weeks. We can get those to your office or whatever is convenient.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. In terms of our next meeting date, I guess that's still to be determined.
Yes.
Okay. They're appearing to, we've finished the agenda. I don't think there's any other matters of business this morning. Would somebody like to make a motion to adjourn this meeting of the IDA?
Go ahead, Ms. Davis.
I make a motion to adjourn the meeting with the IDA.
I second the motion.
All right. All in favor of adjournment, please state by saying aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed to adjourning? All right. Then pursuant to that vote, we would consider this meeting of the Board of Directors officially adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Have a good day.
Have a great day.
Thanks.